Saudi Arabia recently lifted the 30-month cattle age restriction on imports of U.S. beef. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Travis Arp, Senior Director of Export Services, explains that this and other restrictions Saudi Arabia imposed on U.S. beef trace back to a 2012 BSE case.
After the 2012 BSE case in the United States, Saudi Arabia was the only market that shut down at the time. To get back in the market, it was a pretty protracted negotiation between the U.S. government and the Saudi Food and Drug Administration to define the requirements for the U.S. to get back in that market. When the market did reopen in 2016, it only opened to beef from cattle less than 30 months of age on account of the BSE restrictions. But then also there were additional halal requirements, which included restricting animal protein in the feed. There was additional restrictions on the sources for tallow that could go into cattle feed rations. And so because of that, additional USDA programs had to be put in place that overall just restricts the number of cattle eligible for the Saudi market. And regaining traction into exporting beef into Saudi Arabia has been much slower over the last 4 years than what we could have had if the market would have reopened under the previous conditions.
Removing the age restriction is a start, but more access improvements are needed for U.S. beef to rebuild market share in Saudi Arabia.
Having access for over 30-month cattle does open up some marginally additional access. There might be some packers who can find over 30-month cattle that qualify for the market. But ultimately, until we see more loosening of those feed restrictions and tallow restrictions, we're probably not going to see a tremendous amount more volume going into Saudi Arabia than what we would have seen previously over the last 4 years.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.